We begin this morning with the head coach at Villanova, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for doing this for us. And we haven't had a chance to talk since the end of the season, but just talk a little bit of what you guys have been able to do since that victory at Delaware and what it meant for your guys to be able to win a CAA championship.
Yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, anytime you have an opportunity to go into that last week and still be playing meaningful games in November, everyone gets excited about that. And to have the opportunity to get a share of the title, first one we've had since 2012, just adds that much more to it. And, you know, obviously winning the rivalry game against Delaware and bringing that trophy back home to the main line is also icing on the cake. So real excited about the way our season finished. And, you know, just looking forward to the opportunity to represent the CAA and Villanova University in the postseason play.
Well, let's get started with some questions. We'll start this morning with Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about Christian's play this season. You know, in the rivalry game, he did such a great job on Pitts. And what has he kind of meant to the defense just as a whole?
Yeah, Christian's been great. You know, he's a super corner. He's been playing ever since he arrived on campus as a true freshman. This is his true senior year, so he is not redshirted. So he just does a great job down there. We usually line him up with the opponent's best receiver. And, you know, like you said, he did a real good job in the Delaware game against Tyreek Pitts. And, you know, he leads the conference in interceptions, so he has good ball skills as well as, you know, good coverage skills and all those things as well. And he just gets it. He's a real excellent student of the game. So, you know, Coach Adams, our defense coordinator, defensive back coach, you know, he'll give Christian, you know, even a couple other tips beyond what he gives everybody just to have him, you know, do some things that maybe some of the other guys, you know, aren't ready for and so on. So Christian's been a great player for us ever since he's arrived on campus. And I'm really excited for him and the season that he's been able to have for us so far.
Next question from Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations. Two questions, essentially. The first one has to do with your early look at Holy Cross. What weapons do they have on offense that most concern you? And are you more worried about their run or their pass? The second question is in relation to having a home game this year for the playoffs, which seems like it's been a little while. What were some of the main factors that drove you? Obviously, having a bye was one of the big ones. But, you know, as you looked for having a home game, did the experience perhaps with that offensive pass interference the last time you were on the road for an early game come into it? Or just talk a little about the school's decision to make sure you were hosting.
Well, that one fortunately didn't come down to any type of school's decision. Since we're one of the eight seeds, we were able to get that first round bye, which, as you referenced as well, much needed, you know, long season. A lot of competition in our league. You see the records of a lot of the teams. We just keep knocking each other off week in and week out and beating each other up. So to get a few days off during the break and have another bye week, so to speak, I think will help benefit us in getting some guys back and getting some of the bumps and bruises out of the way from the long season. As far as having a home game, we're always excited to play home. You know, I think we'll have a nice crowd. I know it's always tough when you do have a first round home game because it is during Thanksgiving break and a lot of the students on all the various campuses, you know, aren't around. So I'm hoping we'll get a great turnout by our student body as well as, you know, our season ticket holders and all the fans that follow us. And I think Friday night might add to that as well, to be honest with you. A 7 o'clock Friday game versus a 1 or 2 or 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday, I think could help with the crowd. So we'll see when we get there. But the fact of the matter is, our guys are super excited to be in the playoffs. We're super excited to, you know, represent the CAA and to have an opportunity, because you never know if you're going to get another game. That's why you have your last home game is senior day, but to get our guys another opportunity to play on their home turf is always something special. So I know they're looking forward to that as well. So.
Thanks. And in relation to Holy Cross.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have been watching the film, obviously. You know, a lot of our guys, I'm sure our players watched it Saturday on ESPN Plus, as well as our coaching staff. And, you know, they found a way to win. They came down and made plays when they needed to. I'm sure they feel that there were some things they left on the field. Their defense is really stout. If you look at them, if you look them up in national statistics and rankings, not that that stuff means the most, but they're pretty stout in their defense. They do lean a little more heavily on the run game than they do their passing attack. Their quarterback's a dual threat guy. From what I'm hearing, they didn't rotate the two quarterbacks as much as they have in previous games. In this past Saturday's game, they leaned on Matt Sluk, I believe his name is, number nine, a little more than rotating the other guy through. I know he got in a little bit, the other gentleman, but Sluka made plays when he needed to. They converted a fourth down on the last drive. They had a third and 17, and he got a scramble play and gained 21. And then he threw the touchdown pass from 35 going in with 14 seconds on the clock. So, you know, the quarterback, just like most good teams, you got that guy behind center who can get things done. And, you know, that's a guy you start with your focus on, and then you try to see what else they're doing schematically and so on. So we're still in the early phases of, you know, getting our preparation started, today only being Monday. But with a Friday game, normally we don't practice on Monday, but we did have our Tuesday type practice this morning just because of a earlier game on Friday versus Saturday. So we think we're fairly on schedule, but, you know, we still have some more things to look at.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Eric.
Next question from Terry. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Terry. How are you, buddy?
Good. You know, you said, you know, the bye was good for you. How much time did you give them off?
Yeah, we gave them, they went home. They were home Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, they got out of here Wednesday. Some of the guys were able to get out of here Wednesday, and then they spent Thanksgiving at home, and then Friday, Saturday, and then we brought them back Sunday. We brought them back yesterday. Jumped in some meetings. So we got started on Holy Cross. It gave our, because the staff, you know, we didn't know who we were playing for sure. And we did some early preparation last week while the players were gone as a staff, but we were kind of looking at both opponents and getting more of a generic idea together for either or. But then, you know, we brought the guys back on Sunday, got them in the weight room, and the staff had a full day yesterday of, you know, going through the breakdown of Holy Cross with preparation and film review and so on. And we were able to put together a practice for this morning. So we think we're fairly caught up right now, but, you know, it was a lot of hours yesterday with the staff trying to, you know, focus on the actual opponent once we found out who won the game.
And are you going to get anybody back that may have been out? Do you know of yet?
Well, what you call it, left guard Michael Corby didn't play the last game, and James Petrovic replaced him in the Delaware game. It looks like Corby will be back. He was out of practice today, full go. So we'll get him back. And other than that, as I mentioned to you on the call previous to Delaware, we're fairly healthy right now, knock on wood. You know, Kofi Appiah will still be out, the starting left tackle. He's been out the last few weeks now. And then Owen Thomas, the other linebacker. But other than that, we're pretty much full force with Corby coming back, who missed the Delaware game.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure, Terry.
Mark, yeah, another question from Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, when you're mentioning the schedule logistics with the Friday game, how difficult is it, or I guess how much prior prep do you have to do should you win on Friday in preparing for, you know, you got a late game Saturday and you could have to either go to California or stay home? I mean, how difficult is that kind of prior prep?
Yeah, it depends. It really is going to depend on when the game the following week is. If we're fortunate enough to be playing the following week, is that going to be a Friday or a Saturday game? And then that'll really determine more of what your schedule for that week will be. Having a Friday game this week, and then our guys will be off Saturday, and then whatever opponent we end up playing, if we're fortunate enough to be playing past this week, they'll have one less day, you know, off their feet than we will, kind of like Holy Cross right now. But as far as the preparation, you know, you're going to get rolling on Sunday. You don't know who you're playing, so that makes it different for everybody. You know, during a regular season, you know who your next game is against. And, you know, you do get an earlier start, at least uploading things in the computer and so on from a, you know, preparation standpoint. But with this one here, we'll probably just do what we did this past week. put as much of the game footage that we have of the potential opponents, just get it in there ready to be watched, and then come in early Sunday and get jumping on it once it's identified who it may or may not be.
Mark, the 2019 game was referenced a little bit. I know that was a tough one for you and your program. How much does the experience with a lot of those guys, a lot of your key guys played in that game, how much does that experience of playing in that game help? And how motivating is the way that that game ended? How much is a motivator is that coming into this year's playoff?
Well, I think, to be honest, having the experience of having a lot of our guys who were very young at the time, I mean, Hayek was a freshman, Glover was a freshman, all these guys that are now juniors were freshmen. You know, our running backs, Barley and TD, were freshmen in that game. And just the fact that they have played a lot of football since then and had a playoff experience game like that, I think will help. But to be honest, as far as that being any type of motivation, that's been in the rearview mirror for quite some time. That hasn't been anything that is really even talked about or discussed. Our thing is, okay, let's learn from what we just did in the previous week. Let's make our corrections, put it behind us and move on and focus on what we're doing right now. Obviously, while the coaching staff is putting together the plan versus the opponent we're going to face. So to answer your question, I guess, a lot of our guys are still on the team that were on that team. So they played a lot of football since then. So that's definitely a big help to have guys that have been on the field for as much as our guys have.
You touched on that Holy Cross defense and the statistics. I think they're number one now in total defense, right near where you guys are. I know you haven't looked at them a whole lot, but what do they do especially well that's impressed you?
They play very sound football. They don't seem to, you know, take a lot of chances. They don't seem to be out of position much. They tackle well, and they have good size. When you look at their linebackers on paper, you know, 225, 232, you know, they got good size, and they look like they're a very disciplined team. And they fly to the football, and they do a good job, like I said, with their tackling and, you know, their gap control and so on. And they don't hurt themselves. You know, you don't see them out of position. You don't see them, you know, taking a lot of chances. And, you know, sometimes some of the people that do the least are the hardest to do something against because they don't make mistakes. They don't miss coverage. They don't, you know, have two in one gap and nobody in the other gap. You know, they do a good job with what their coaches are asking them to do. And, you know, they're going to be a physical bunch. So they've obviously done a good job because, as you mentioned, when you look at all the categories, they're great against the run. They're great against total defense. They haven't given up a ton of points. So we'll have our work cut out for us, to say the least.
Give me some keys for your team to have some success on Friday night.
Well, the keys are always going to be the same. We talk about the same stuff all the time. Number one, you know, hang on to the football. You know, let's get turnovers for us and obviously hang on to the ball so we don't give any away. That's always comes down to, you know, just having discipline with the football and so on and making plays on the ball when you have an opportunity. So, you know, try to win the turnover battle. That's always key. Let's not hurt ourselves. You know, let's not have any crazy penalties. There's going to be penalties called. I mean, there's always penalties called throughout the course of the game, but let's make sure it's happening between the whistles. You know, we don't want holds. We don't want pass interferences or so on, but a physical penalty, you know, you can live with. The false starts or, you know, crazy personal fouls post whistle or something like that, let's avoid those. Let's not beat ourselves. And, you know, let's just go out there and play fundamental football. You know, let's tackle well, let's have rally to the football. And like I said, on offense, let's, you know, do a good job taking what they're giving us and not trying to do too much at any one time. Just play good fundamental football and, you know, try to stay error-free in the turnover game.
All right. Eric, Terry, you guys good? Anything else? All right, Mark, thanks so much for taking time doing this today and good luck on Friday night.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you. Appreciate y'all being here.
All right. Take care.